The opinions expressed on this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos
with Riley
and Emma. Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 3, Episode 4. Yes, Episode 4, because last episode was Season 3, Episode 3. Good to be back. Good to be back again. We've had an eventful week.
Yeah, but before we get into this, you haven't acknowledged that I have a jacket that's buttoned all the way up.
Oh my gosh! How did I not notice this? Who are you right now?
Do you like to see what's under it?
Oh my, I know what's under it.
It was hot in there.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you need to turn around. You need to turn around.
Get up.
Show the camera the back.
Can it see? Can the camera see it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes. Number one, Becky. I've been waiting for this. Oh my gosh.
I thought it was perfect because we had a presentation today. Yes. And I get to wear it in front of the whole class. That's why I asked, are we wearing our Power Play shirts or not? Because we weren't, then I was going to save this for the following week. But I'm perfect.
That's hilarious. In front of the whole class, we have a presentation right after this.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
I'm so happy I got to take that off. Oof.
That's hilarious. I didn't even notice that you were wearing a jacket. Oh my gosh.
I was waiting for you to say, that's kind of like making some noise because I was like swishing.
That's too
funny.
You didn't
even say anything.
Speaking of other things we're wearing, Riley brought me my headphones today because I didn't bring my own because I'm going to the train station right after this. And she brought me the world's most awful headphones. They're literally falling apart. They're too big for my head.
We had an option of two. They gave us two headphones because like a class rented them all out.
There was like a sticker on top that I peeled off.
And these ones were brand new.
Yeah, those ones look great. And she gave me the horrible ones.
You do the same.
She was the one that was 10 minutes late.
Hey, I was only 5 minutes late, but it took forever for EDC.
That's true. Yeah, also TTC was a pain.
Yeah, TTC was a pain. My stomach has been upset.
Yeah, that's not good. It's been an eventful morning.
It has.
Actually, well, it's been a pretty good morning, too.
Oh, it has been a good morning.
Because we were actually featured in the paper today, which is kind of cool. Shout out to the Leaside Life. We talked about last episode, our documentary, and they featured us in their November issue, which is kind of cool. And so that went out this morning.
And our
faces are there. I want the physical copy so bad.
I know, we gotta go. We'll go get it. Yeah. We'll go get it.
I want a photo of us, like, pointing to our faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kiss myself.
Yeah. I want it for my fridge. I gotta get, like, 4 copies. My grandparents want one. My parents want one. I want one.
Yeah.
We'll get a few. I think, do papers cost money? Do they, I know they used to.
Well, you said that you were looking it up and lots of places give it out for free.
Yeah. I feel like I see stands all the time. Like the TMU paper, it's free at the Mac.
But it's like a magazine, though, I think.
It is like a magazine. It's more of a magazine than a paper.
We're going to have to go and we'll call them and figure it out.
Yeah, we should just call like random grocery stores or businesses
nearby.
Or we
could even call Leaside Life and find out where they sell them.
Yeah, they might even
have them.
Send us some.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, yeah, that's
Leaside Life,
that's cool.
Hit us up for some free papers.
Maybe some more papers will see this and want to feature us now, so that's cool.
Because we're so cool.
We are so cool. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Eventful week. We went to Unionville. We talked about going to Unionville last episode, and we finally went, and it was a good day, but we were there for too long, I think.
We were there bright and early. I think we took the first train out at, like, 9:50 or something.
Yeah.
We got there at 10:30, and
had brunch.
There wasn't a lot open.
No, there wasn't.
It was kind of shocking how much wasn't open.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for a Saturday in the fall. And it was a lot smaller than I thought.
Yeah, and I don't know why I didn't think of this, because Collingwood is kind of the same. The main street is just one street. You walk up and down, and then you're done. I don't know why we didn't think about that. Like, how long it was actually going to take us to look at everything.
Yeah. Because
we got there at, it's only a 40-minute GO train from Toronto.
Yeah.
So it's like the perfect day trip. We got there around 10. We were starving, so
because we got to the restaurant right when they opened at 11, I think.
11, yes.
Yeah, we got there at 11.
Yeah.
And we went for a really good brunch.
We did.
I had a wicked lamb sausage.
Yeah, actually, it was really, really good.
It was.
I had a smoothie bowl, and it was a pina colada smoothie bowl, and it was delicious. Delicious. Riley had, her lamb sausage.
And bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs. Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Riley had a beer and I had coffee, an Americano, a coffee. Yeah. Best of both worlds. And then we walked the streets. And again, some of the stores that we wanted to go into weren't open, which was sad.
But there were some really cool stores. Like, we went into, like, this market, and, like, I bought a candle.
Mm-hmm. You did, yeah. There was, like, a small business market going on, which was cool.
Yeah.
What do we do after that? We just...
Then we wandered, and then we went to happy hour.
We did. We went to a restaurant called Watercolor.
Watercolor, yeah. And it was, like, a Greek Mediterranean type place. And we had these, like, zucchini chips.
Oh, they were so good.
It was so good. So good.
And the interior to this restaurant was so nice. It was so aesthetic.
It was vibey.
It was, like, the perfect vibes. They were the perfect vibes.
I felt like it didn't suit the town, but, like, I was there for it.
Yeah. And then after happy hour, we had some time to spare.
We had walked past a tattoo and piercing shop a few times, because I think we walked past everything at least 3 times.
Yeah, we definitely got our steps in that day, that's for sure.
And so then we went in before happy hour, and then you just, like, asked about a piercing or whatever. And then,
well, Riley was like, wouldn't it be so funny if I got a tattoo? And I was like, that would be hilarious.
And then, I said we should get tattoos, but you didn't like that.
No, I'm not too fond of tattoos for me. I don't know. For me, I have to really, really have something that is significant to put on my body if I were to get a tattoo. This was significant. This was significant, I must say. But, yeah, and we were just kind of talking at happy hour, and it's like, you know, we literally have 3 hours to spare before dinner.
Like, what else are we... And everything closes between 3 and 5. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing really to do. So yeah, we went and I got a tattoo and Emma got a piercing.
I got a piercing and I went first. I got a Rook piercing. It's underneath these crappy headphones.
Does it hurt right now?
It actually does hurt a little bit.
Oh, should I poke it?
No, thank you. But I have the Helix piercing, and that one hurt more to get done. This one actually didn't hurt as much. But I like it. I like how it looks.
It looks like they had to go through a lot of stuff, so I feel like you could hear it, really hear it going.
Ew, don't say that. Don't say that. I like it though.
I have like the one in like...
The Helix.
What I have? Yeah. Well, I heard that, and that made me want to jump off the bed. I was freaking out. I didn't like the sound. The crunch, it was like... Ooh.
My coworker has the Rook, the one that I got at Unionville, and she said the same thing. She said when she got hers done, all that she could remember was the crunch that it made. But I didn't hear anything.
I don't like it.
My eyes were closed. I was... Yeah. But it hurt for like a second, and then you're good to go. And then after I got my piercing done, Riley went for her tattoo. What did you get tattooed?
I got a cowboy hat on my ankle. It's a little cowboy hat. Yeehaw.
It actually looks really good.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did.
Yeah, I don't think he liked us very much.
No. It was so funny because we recorded each other Riley recorded me getting my piercing done. I recorded her getting her tattoo done. And I was so focused on getting a good shot of the tattoo artist starting to do the tattoo. And then I panned up to Riley's face and she's like, I've never seen her in so much pain before. She's holding on.
It was like a countertop that I was like holding on to.
Yeah, it was so funny. It was so funny.
The ankle's like, it's pretty sensitive. Yeah. My finger did hurt more when I got that done in Montreal because that was like on a bone. But this felt like he was just like going through bone.
And it didn't take
very
long to do though.
It felt like it took a long time.
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes maybe. Yeah,
but there was a part, Emma laughed, like it was right at the beginning, you laughed and then I laughed. And he did not like that.
No.
It was his pen wasn't in me.
Well, if he messes up.
He like took a second and you went or something and then I laughed and he went, "Are you okay?"
If he like messes up though because of you moving, like that wouldn't be good.
It was a bad idea to have us both in the room.
Yeah, it was.
We can't be in a room during serious times.
It was. And it was so funny because we posted a poll on our Instagram story and we said, is it Rydog or Beckett with just a photo of the tattoo zoomed in? And everyone voted Rydog.
I think you had one.
Did I have one?
Yeah.
Do you remember who it was?
I think it was a Beckett. I think it was like your cousin or something.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with the cowboy hat, I mean, it goes for both of us, but... I love either. How everybody voted you.
Mine's so funny. Itchy though right now. Like really? I've been scratching around it, so it's all like gross.
Mm. Mine's just a little sore. Like, it's hard to sleep on that side of my head.
Uh-huh.
But overall, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. Yeah, so funny, though. So funny.
Yeah.
My my parents don't know that I got this piercing done. So I'm going home actually today, back to Collingwood. So we'll see how that goes.
Will they see it today?
They'll see it today. I'm going to see how long it takes.
What are you going? You're going for a show? Or, like, what kind of...
I was supposed to go to see Sarah McLachlan at Casino Rama, which is in Orillia. I was going with my mom and my grandma. Yesterday, she postponed the concert because I guess she has a... She's sick or something, so her vocals aren't up to par. Oh, yeah. But I was so excited to go up to Rama. Going to Casino Rama is something that me and my grandma used to do all the time when I was growing up. Like, obviously, we didn't go to the casino, but we would go to the hotel. It's a really, really nice, like,
where
hotel
is this place? There.
It's in Orillia, so it's about half an hour north from Barrie. You don't know where that is either, but it's up
north.
It's
near, I know, you gotta go to Barrie to get to Collingwood.
Yes, yeah.
Your parents pick you up in Barrie, then they drive an hour back to Collingwood.
Yeah, that's correct, that's correct. But, yeah, my grandma always used to take us there, and
wait, so is it
a great time.
It's past Barrie then? So it would be an hour and a half from Collingwood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
Are you guys staying there?
Well, we're going to stay the night.
So are you still going?
No. We've just totally rebooked our tickets.
Oh, so now you're going to...
Now we're going for dinner and a movie. Yeah. Oh. We're going to go see We Live in Time, which is the new movie with Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh.
Oh, I've heard that's sad. I saw it on TikTok. People were like crying.
Yeah, it is. It's a sad one, but I'm excited because I love Andrew Garfield and I love Florence Pugh. So that'll be good. We're going for dinner, too. I'm not sure where yet. Somewhere in Barrie. But that'll
be
nice.
Are you going to go to the Collingwood side launch?
No, probably not this weekend.
Wow.
Probably not.
Why?
I got to wait till you're in Collingwood.
You know you don't.
I do. I do. I'm not a frequent brewery visitor.
Oh, neither am I.
You weren't at one last night, but you were...
I was at one on Sunday, I think.
But it was Halloween last night. Speaking of Halloween, yes. I had a Halloween costume at work. And I would say I'm a very competitive person. I like to go hard with competitions. And I texted Riley and I said, "Riley,
It's time. I had no idea what was time. I was like, "Oh God, what is time?"
And I said, "I need to borrow your hot dog costume." And I wore this hot dog costume to work yesterday, and I wore it to Tim Hortons to get my coffee, and I wanted to win, and I found out this morning that I lost by 2 votes to an inflatable dinosaur.
It's because you didn't really channel your inner dog. Like, you went to Tim Hortons. Why didn't you go to a hot dog stand?
I know, I should have.
Like,
I should have.
Why didn't you go to a hot dog stand? Why weren't you mowing on a dog, like a dog eating a dog?
But this was like, I didn't find out about this Halloween costume contest till I think it was Tuesday night. And
yeah, but you had plenty of time to prepare.
I did.
If you would have asked for my help,
yeah, I should have.
You would have won because I would have been able to like help you. Like,
I know. Riley really embraces the hot dog lifestyle.
Yes,
I should have asked. The hot dog queen
herself. You sat in your chair and you were embarrassed almost.
I was not embarrassed.
And I was like,
I was not embarrassed.
She is not the true hot dog.
I was not embarrassed. But yeah, I was very disappointed that I lost by 2 points. It was a $20 gift card that was involved. And I do not play around when a $20 gift card is involved.
And she lost it.
And I lost it.
And I was wandering around the streets the other night as just a lonely hot dog.
Then I had to go to school to drop off the hot dog costume to Riley because then she wore it last night. Hopefully it wasn't too sweaty for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you dropped it off as I was like about to direct. Mm-hmm. My first time ever directing. Brian didn't even know it was my first time ever directing.
You did a good job?
I told... No.
Oh.
he helped a lot. I told him, I'm like, "This is my first time directing." He's like, "You're fourth year." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I was single camera."
Yeah.
And he's like, "But you took advance." And I was like, "Yeah, but Karen didn't want us in the studio."
No.
she wanted us out of the studio.
How was it going from advanced multicam back to intermediate
like
multicam?
There's definitely some things that like I was like we're relearn show flow and yeah. like learn like a few things that I was like, "Okay, like I don't need to learn this," but like it has been cool to get to spend like more time like actually in the studio, like mm-hmm. actually like learning what everyone does, Because, like, before we just kind of were thrown in and we didn't know what all the jobs were.
Yeah.
But the hard part I found is because I'm with, like, so many younger students, like, they're all friends, but, like, I'm not really friends with them. And so, like, I feel like those types of things, like, you have to vibe off of each other, yeah, right? Like, when we, like, would... Because Emma and I, in our advance, we would be, like, contestants. Like, we would always be on the same
one.
We
were always on camera.
And we vibed so good. Like, we were always... We had, like, good banter. Like, I started off as the host yesterday. And, like, trying to, like, pull stuff out of these people. Mm-hmm. Like, they were not... Like, I tried, like, the small talk at the beginning, like, asking weird questions. Didn't work.
Just don't get it.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, like... But, like, with our year, like, we kind of, like... We've been with them for, like, 3 years. So, like, you get to know. But, like, now mm-hmm. I'm, like, jumping in with these. And then there's one other fourth year, but she's not in my section. She's in the opposite section. So we don't, like, ever... Not that... And then I didn't know her either. But, like, well, she, like, came up to me and she's like, you're fourth year, right? I'm like, yeah. And then... So then we, like, got talking. But, yeah, we don't do anything together.
You were saying yesterday that you're... professor was using our projects from last year as examples.
Yes.
So we were up on screen.
Us battling thumbs. That yeah. was, I was like, oh my God, there's our thumbs.
We did some really fun productions last year. Thumb Wars was really good. We talked about that last season when we did our thumb war battle on camera. And then Blend Battle, I think I like Blend Battle better. That one was fun. I was the host of that and
I
Riley
like
was the
Blend
judge.
Battle. That was...
And Riley had to taste some awful smoothies and she almost threw up on camera.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good.
Again, our banter
there was no
good.
I know, our banter was so good. And yeah. I feel like that's what you need for, like, on-camera stuff like that.
I need to get my hands on the final clip of that. I think it's in my drive somewhere, but I need to add it
a
to my portfolio.
Battle?
Yeah, even Thumb Wars, yeah. too, just adding all this stuff to my portfolio.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm sure Rena has it somewhere.
Rena definitely has it, yeah.
Yeah, and Shout Karen has them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe we're heading into week 9 of the semester.
I know. And
that's
our documentary
insane.
Is, like, coming to an end.
It's, yeah.
We're in the editing process.
We are. And I think we talked about this last episode, but the editing process has been more stressful, I think, than everything else because we've had to take a step back, obviously.
We don't know what's going on. We don't know anything.
It.
And that's, like...
Our editor has, he's always asking us, like, questions about, you know, where can I find this? Or do you have any footage of this? And, it's so difficult not knowing what he's looking at.
I know. Like, we know nothing. Because I don't know what the timing is, like, how long it's going to be that when he, like, sends us the first one. Like, I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm excited, but then I'm like, nervous.
I'm excited to see it. I'm excited, but I'm nervous.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like we're going to be... We're gonna
I
be
think
happy
we're gonna
with
be,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Although, coming back to single cam and multicam, I'm glad I took both.
Same.
Especially for this documentary. It's been really helpful that I took single cam and then multicam as well.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't go... I'm glad I didn't do just multicam.
I know. I'm glad I didn't do, like... Because we did intermediate or single cam. And then... So I'm glad I didn't do take the advanced instead of taking... advanced live multicam, because like that class that we took last year I feel like is the most I've learned
mm-hmm.
in all of RTA.
That was my favorite class ever. Yeah. Was advanced multicam
and like single or intermediate, like mm-hmm. it's still good, but like I had anxiety about this like production all because I knew I was gonna have to directing.
Yeah,
I was like ah.
But when you think media production, you think being in the studio with the cameras, being on camera directing. So that was my favorite class because
yeah.
it was really like, we are media production students. This
doing
is this
what
is
we
media
want.
Production.
Yeah. When I was yeah. when I was directing, you know how you have to say, oh, what is it? Roll mix, something.
There's so much.
There's three words. It's like roll mix. But it's something before mix or roll. It's like something because it's
yeah.
sound DDR, which is like the video, and then it's the switcher as well. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, just mix something. And Brian's like, no, it's roll whatever
it's
it was.
So
I was
specific.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Everyone knew what I was talking about. But, like, I think everyone knew that I was like, what?
Yeah.
And it was the last of the day. So it was already a 6-hour class. And
it's
it was the very last.
The,
just mix something.
The wording for directing is so precise.
Yeah.
And if you get something wrong, if you say something wrong, you will be yelled at.
And then it's, like, bring in key, lose key. But, like, I was, like, saying graphic at one point.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, graphic, I think, is, like, the full page. But, like, luckily I had Brian and I didn't have Karen.
Yeah. Take one. Take two.
Yeah.
Brinky. But
yeah. It was okay. I got through it.
That's good. Good job, Riley.
With a bit of a headache.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, shift of topic here. Unfortunately, we have some tough news to bring to the table today.
Yeah. There was a passing of a podcast character.
Don't laugh. It's not funny.
It's not funny. It would be very hurtful to its owner. To its mother. Magnus the rooster got eaten by a coyote or a cougar, and he is no longer with us. His bones aren't even left with us. They ate it all. He's gone.
Happy Thanksgiving to the coyote.
Yeah. Poor Magnus. Had like 30-something chickens, and I think at least 15 of them got eaten.
It must be so quiet now because you were saying that it cock-a-doodled all the time. Yeah,
it broke through her chicken coop and like broke in.
Did it eat any of the chickens?
Good morning. Yes, it ate the...
Oh, all of them.
Yeah, there was like 30-something and she had like 10 left.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It was just like a massacre in there.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So Jazz was very upset. And her favorite one got eaten too. It's like this like disheveled, like weird one.
Is she gonna get more chickens?
I think eventually, but I think she's like really having to mourn this loss.
Well, maybe that's a Christmas gift.
I should get her a new Magnus.
Yeah. Or just like a new chicken in general.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. You're gonna have to tell her not to listen to this.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't.
Oh.
She doesn't support me in that way.
Oh. That's sad.
Yeah.
Almost as sad as Magnus being eaten.
I know.
Yeah. I think we were talking about last season, we couldn't figure out how many eggs a chicken lays.
That was kind of embarrassing.
In one day. I think, because I thought it was like one egg a day.
And you're right.
You were like one egg a week. But I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, you're right. It is one a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they have to like make eggs, like, it must be a lot of work.
Even with 10 chickens though, that's still 10 eggs a day.
Yeah.
Just under a dozen eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know she's given them to me, like, right out of the... Ugh. They're so gross. And she's like, put these on the counter for me. Yeah, I'm like, no, thank you. No, it's okay. And she's like...
Chickens kind of scare me.
But she doesn't wash them because apparently, like, when you wash them, like, then, like, something, like, the nutrients, like, leaves the egg, like, after they've been underwater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
she just...
There's
so many weird, like, facts about nature.
Yeah.
That just surprise me.
Especially eggs, like, free run, free range.
Has she ever cracked an egg in, like, a baby chicken?
She's cracked an egg and like there's been like blood and stuff inside.
Oof. That's not good. That's not good. Yeah, poor Magnus. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
We'll miss you, Magnus.
We will. Did she have a funeral?
I don't think yet. But she still has this other one that's like so mean that like chased me around her yard. Mm-hmm. He is still alive. Trojan. She doesn't like that name I gave him. Yeah. So, anyways.
Another sad thing that happened the other day is I was supposed to start my pickleball career.
Oh my God, yes.
The other night.
We were going to play pickleball.
And we were so excited for this. So excited because we've been talking about going to play pickleball for months. Almost as long as we had been talking about going to Unionville. Those plans finally made it out of the chat. However,
everything was coming together within the week.
Everything was coming together. We meant to go the last couple of weeks, but things kept happening. And then this week we were like, okay, we're going. We're back from reading week. We are going to pickleball. My career is starting now. And then we get there and we realized we had to reserve a spot to play, but nowhere on the website did it say to do that.
No. Like, come on, City of Toronto. Give us some more, like, information here.
Anyways, we're going to reserve ourselves.
Yeah, because the website's down apparently, so then we have to drop in to go reserve.
For next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my pickleball career will start next week. I'm excited though. That's so exciting. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we are almost out of time.
We're almost out of time. This was a good episode.
Yeah, it was.
And now we're going to go present in front of the entire class and Riley's wearing my face.
Don't say that. I'm already nervous. I don't like presenting.
You know, I'm giving you
some clammy hands, positive energy there. Yeah.
There's going to be two of me presenting today.
Yeah, two. Can you just start talking instead of me?
That's hilarious.
I suck at speaking.
I can't believe out of all days, you
Is
were going to
wear
that. Julian?
I don't know. It looked like Julian.
Julian graduated.
Yeah, I know, but it looked like
him. We should go see if it is.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Anyways. We'll see you guys next week. We'll let you know how the presentation goes.
Yeah, probably really bad. I'll be shaking in my boots.
We'll let you know how pickleball goes. Oh, yes. I guess we won't be playing until after we record.
Yeah.
But
you'll find out later.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.